This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Morning Run. You're here with Lynn, Julian and Xiaoning. Now, as the US-China trade war continues to wreak havoc on global markets, it's common knowledge that Malaysia and neighbours in the region have benefited from trade diversions as exporters shift their supply chains out of China to avoid US tariffs.
Yeah, we see a lot of businesses like furniture makers and even Croc saying that they're moving out of the US. And it's also crunch time for some of the big tech companies which have got massive operations in China. Talking about the likes of Samsung, Foxconn, as well as some of the other ones that are now thinking hard about the future as a result of these trade tensions.
Yes, so the latest Malaysia FDI numbers also seem to support this. Yesterday, the Minister of International Trade and Industry, Dato' Darrel Lai King, said that Malaysia approved over $29 billion in FDI in the first quarter of 2019 alone, which is an increase of 73%.
So for some more clarity on government policy and initiatives, joining us on the line is Ong Kian Ming, Deputy Minister for International Trade and Industry. Thank you for joining us, YB. Now, are we really seeing multinational corporations relocating here as a result of the trade war? Or was this decision made much earlier in terms of the FDIs?
Good morning. Glad to be on air with you guys. I'll classify the MNC activity here in Malaysia into three areas or three groups. Firstly, there are MNCs with operations in China, the US, and also Malaysia that have shifted their production volume to Malaysia as a result of the US-China trade war, either directly through their own companies or indirectly via their suppliers. For example, in the E&E sector, which are OEMs or these original equipment manufacturers. So that's one group. Secondly, there are a group of new MNC investments because of the US-China trade war, they are hedging their investment strategy and they are doing this by expanding their investment in Southeast Asia, whereby Malaysia is one of the beneficiary countries. The third group are actually Chinese companies that have global ambition that are coming to Southeast Asia as part of their global expansion. I think this would have happened regardless of the US-China trade war, but it is one of the factors which is driving their expansion overseas. And Malaysia is also seeing an increase in this kind of investment application.
So, Kian Ming, we know that this rise in approved investment of 73% is very impressive, but this is under the category of approvals. Usually, how quickly is this translated into actual investments?
Yeah, good question. In terms of approved investments, there are some, of course, which can be realized more easily. Those involving principal hub investment, for example, these are sort of like multinational companies that have decided to use Malaysia as their regional or global business service center. This one requires less lead time because it's just about setting up a new office space, hiring the people, putting in more basic infrastructure. And this would probably require less than a year. But for the larger investments in the manufacturing sector, this involves building factories and whatnot. So the investments may take about 2 or 3 years to realize.
And Kian Ming, in which part of the value chain are we seeing this relocation? Because in the past, most of it has been in, like, let's say, low-cost, labor-intensive industries.
I think we are seeing a diverse in different sectors. So when we talk about production diversification and also new investments in the E&E sector, this would be most mid to higher end types, because most of the lower end manufacturing in this area has shifted to lower cost locations as especially. But we also need some more labor intensive operations to come here to Malaysia to develop areas in the east coast of Malaysia, Peninsula Malaysia, and also to Sabah and Sarawak. So we are open to all types of investments, but we are selective in the sense that we don't want the polluting industries that are relocating outside China to come to Malaysia to set up here.
Now, Kian Ming, Vietnam is often touted as another winner in this substitution effect from the US-China trade war. So what is the government doing to compete more effectively here from a policy perspective?
Yeah, so there have been different studies done, I think one of them by Nomura, which have placed countries in Southeast Asia, including Vietnam and Malaysia, as one of the main beneficiary countries. In terms of what the government is doing, a couple of things. I think we have to do a much better job in marketing Malaysia as an investment destination. So, for example, there's still many companies, less so in the US, but more so in China, that are very big companies in their own right, that still do not know of Malaysia as a good manufacturing investment destination. When they think of Malaysia, they think more of Malaysia as a place to eat durians and good food and to come here as a tourist destination. This is one area where we're telling them, look, come to Malaysia, visit our different industrial areas in Penang, in Johor, in the Klang Valley, and you'll be able to see very quickly that this is a very good investment location for manufacturing. And then at the same time, we also have to be selective because we don't want, all types of investments to be coming in. We only want the better quality investments that will benefit Malaysian in terms of jobs and investment. Dato' Daryl has put out a strategy called Search, Seek and Secure for our investment applications. And this is something that we're embarking on very aggressively, including in China.
Yeah, while those kind of policies may be good, Ken Ming, it may not be able to fight against the tide of trade tensions where a lot of economists actually also believe that the trade diversion benefits are short-term, whereas the longer-term structural issues will make everybody lose out. And also in connection to that, Malaysia and China have got a huge trade to the extent of US $100 billion in 2018. So how are we managing our exposure to these trade tensions and to the exposure of big exports to China?
Yeah, I agree with what you said just now in terms of any trade war, especially between our first and third largest trading partner, not being good for Malaysia or for the region in the long term. But of course, this is something that's beyond our control. And what we should do in the meantime is to increase our manufacturing base, including FDI, FDI investments here in Malaysia, and these will be long-term investments that will bring good quality jobs, high-paying jobs to Malaysia. At the same time, now we are glad that we have a diversified economy. Even though China is our largest trading partner, it is still less than 20% of our total trade volume. Even though it is our largest investment country of destination in terms of FDI for the last 3 years, that is still less than 40% of our total FDI over the past 3 years. So we want to continue to seek diverse investment opportunities and FDIs coming from different countries. And also we want to expand our trade footprint to countries where I think there's a lot of low-hanging fruit that we've not explored, including countries like India and also Africa and as well as the Middle East countries.
Now, Ken Ming, the U.S. has imposed prohibitive tariffs on Vietnamese steel exports following suspicions that manufacturers were rerouting their wares through Vietnam in order to circumvent duties. Now, is Malaysia in danger of seeing a similar outcome on any of its exports?
This is an issue that we see very seriously. There was also dealing in the steel sector downstream was slapped with almost 200% worth of tariffs, anti-dumping tariffs, anti-dumping duties last year. And it was on the assumption that this kind of rebate was happening. So it took this company about a year, ringgit of litigation to get out of this predicament. We are very serious for issuance of certificate of origin that ensures a certain amount of local content. So that when these goods go out to our exporting destinations,
right,
these are goods which are Malaysian-made or a large which are manufactured or processed in Malaysia.
Thank you, YB. And that was Ong Kian Ming, Deputy Minister for International Trade and Industry, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.